This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now to art news. Or is it?
What is art?
Well, maybe that is the very question that they were asking with this piece.
Yeah.
Have you been following this banana?
Yeah, the duct tape banana thing.
Yeah, you followed that?
Yeah. I thought we...
That was going on for a while, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this has been...
But it finally sold.
Okay.
Well, a version of it sold.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a banana and duct tape, anybody can do that.
It does feel a little odd that... I can duct tape an old banana on a wall and it means nothing, but someone else can duct tape a banana on a wall and it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, I guess it depends on who duct tapes the banana to the wall.
And when you say, or I guess when we say a lot of money, like you may think duct taping a banana to a wall, a lot of money may be $100, $1,000, $100,000. Wrong.
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 Yes.
It sold.
Yeah.
At Sotheby's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. It is just a banana, a real banana,
yeah,
purchased for what they said was 35 cents,
mm-hmm,
and it is one piece of duct tape over it to a wall. It sold at Sotheby's at an auction recently for... $6.2 million.
You are correct, sir.
And I'm not even kidding.
When this first happened, it only sold for $120,000.
Yeah.
And somehow...
That's all.
Yeah, well...
Seems like a lot as well.
It does seem odd, though, that, like, when this was first done, $120,000 for a banana duct tape to a wall, you're thinking, oh, my God, how dumb can you get? $6.2 million. That's how dumb you can
get. So the yellow banana fixed to the white wall with silver duct tape is a work entitled Comedian.
Yeah.
It is by Italian artist Maurizio Catalan.
Hey, Maurizio! We're doing the Tommy Cutlets now. Hey, hey!
Maurizio. It first debuted in 2019 as an edition of Three Fruits at the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair, where it became a much-discussed sensation. Was it a prank?
No.
Was it a commentary on the state of the art world? Another artist took the banana off the wall and ate it.
Mm-hmm.
A backup banana was brought in. Selfie-seeking crowds became so thick that Comedian was withdrawn from view, but three editions of it sold for between $120,000 and $150,000. So now... its estimated value is over $1 million, and then it goes to auction at Sotheby's November 20th, and it sold for $6.2 million.
It's unbelievable.
The guy who bought it is a man.
He should be shot. Who is he?
He's a crypto bro, and his name is Justin Soon, or Sun, S-U-N. He is the founder of the Tron blockchain network. He paid in Bitcoin, and he said, "This is not just an artwork. It represents a cultural phenomenon that bridges the worlds of art, memes, and the cryptocurrency community. I believe this piece will inspire more thought and discussion in the future and will become a part of history." He reportedly told the auction house he planned to eat the banana.
All right. So
he ate his art.
You bought it for $6.2 million. Well, I guess it's because how long before the banana just rots? So...
Well, they're saying that the artist said, Maurizio, he said that the bananas were always meant to be replaced regularly along with the tape.
So your art is just an idea of a rotating banana being taped onto the wall.
So he spent $6.2 million for the idea of rotating duct tape and a banana, whereas the rest of us could just take
any duct tape.
But it's not the real banana and duct tape. Because the head of the house said... What you buy when you buy his Comedian is not the banana itself, but a certificate of authenticity that grants the owner the permission and authority to reproduce this banana and duct tape on their wall as an original artwork by Maurizio Catalan.
Boy, I would tell you what. If I was some poor bastard, like, just like in a foreign country or even here, just living day to day, couldn't eat, this is the sort of thing that would make me stab someone in the throat. I would go find the guy that bought this and shank him. $6.2 million for the certificate that says that any banana I taped to the wall with any duct tape, Chiquita or non-Chiquita, that is now an original Maurizio. Hey! God.
Those are not serious people playing with fantasy money in a fantasy land. It's unbelievable.
So there's a woman quoted in here. She says, if comedian is just a tool for understanding the insular capitalist art collecting world, it's not that interesting of an idea. But she thinks it might go beyond poking fun at rich people. He is often thought of as a trickster artist, she said, but his work is often at the intersection of the sort of humor and the deeply macabre. He's quite often looking at ways of provoking us, not just for the sake of provocation, but to ask us to look into some sort of darker part of history and ourselves.
Isn't he also just asking to make a lot of money, too?
He's also just asking us to believe it's more than a banana.
Can you believe that? That dude made I guess he made the money? $6.2 million?
Yeah.
By
the commission and all that, but yeah.
But by going and buying a banana and putting it... First of all, he's an established artist.
Yeah.
So that much we do.
Because it's not like anybody can just go have that idea and make $6.2 million, otherwise we'd
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. It mattered that it was his idea. And he put that up there. And he now made... I mean, that... You want to talk about a grift?
Yeah.
I give you that.
Well, I mean, I would have told you that... I mean, he's been grifting along. He sold... He took a horse. And he had it taxidermied.
Oh no.
So, and then he took that and he suspended it from a ceiling.
Oh no.
$2 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for the idea of stuffing a horse and hanging it?
It's called the Ballad of Trophy.
God.
Yeah.
Who's most disgusted by
me.
This? Buck.
Yeah, it's stupid. I could do that.
Yeah, he just took a horse. It sounds like it was just a random horse.
You're no Maurizio.
And he had it stuffed.
You
and then
no
he
idea.
Hung it from the. He hung it from some ropes. And it sold for $2 million. Dude, and that's my point is how do you get to be this douche canoe where you can sell, like, it's like when I see clothing brands, it's the same thing. Like you see a white t-shirt and it's $9 at Kohl's, and then you see another white t-shirt and it's $500. How do you get to be where you can sell your t-shirt for $500 and not $9? How do you get to where a stuffed horse is worth $2 million and God forbid a banana and duct tape is worth $6 million.
Yeah, I think you got to get into the right, you got to display it at the right areas, right?
Yeah.
Where all the snooty art people come. You know?
I guess, by the way, his stuffed horse, it was a big deal because someone then did a fake stuffed horse and it got thwarted. But yeah, there were.
But this was a real horse.
This was, yeah.
How dare somebody else try to rip off that genius idea?
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's wild out there.
Just go stuff some stuff. I'm going to stuff a beaver and hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah, see, that's not original.
No?
No.
It's better than a horse.
Why?
Stuffed beaver.
No, it's not. You're just following Maurizio. See, this is why you're no Maurizio.
Damn it.
Come up with a real idea. Something that makes us think deeply.
I'm just reading.
About our awful nature.
Boy, yeah, that's true. That's not provocative enough.
I am reading through his other works, and it's something else.
So, what is art?
This.
Apparently, we don't know.
It's a banana.
It's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't that what
it is?
Okay, we got a break. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.